Hot 105 with us this morning from PBS, the Genealogy Roadshow. We have Kenyatta Berry. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Your show is seen on PBS television stations here in South Florida, and you trace family histories, and you have a very special edition dealing with Black family history in Miami that will be shown this Tuesday.
Yeah. Have a very touching episode, actually, in Miami where we talk about some of the things that occurred to African Americans as it relates to the Tuskegee experiment. If folks are not familiar with that, that's something we talk about in the Miami episode.
The Tuskegee experiment is when our government gave Black men syphilis on purpose and never informed them, and this had an impact on Miami, and this is more than one family in Miami?
That is correct, yes. It impacts more than one family, yes. And so I actually interview a woman whose great-grandfather was part of that, and it is impacted a number of families. You know, most people know about the Tuskegee Airmen, but they don't know about the Tuskegee experiment. It's very different, and it's a very striking and poignant time in history for African Americans.
The Genealogy Roadshow is focusing on Black family history in Miami. Was this a surprise to this young woman and her family about the Tuskegee experiment?
A little bit, but it was a stigma for her family. You know, so it was a stigma. It was like, it's something they knew, but they didn't talk about it. It brought it to life during this episode. And it was one that made both of us very emotional, actually. It was a difficult thing to do, and I've done a lot of stuff. I talk about slavery. I talk about lynching. I talk about a lot of things on Genealogy Roadshow, but this was the one that was very emotional for me.
And that's not the only story that you're doing on Black family history in Miami. What are some of the other stories?
Yeah, so we have a number of other stories about families from Miami. With the show, we try to tap into various different roots, origins, and things like that. We have stories that are related to Miami with its colorful history, as well as some Cuban roots as well. But for my particular segment, as you talked about, for Tuskegee, as well as I have a segment with a woman whose family from here has a history with sort of public transportation, not to give away too much, but
oftentimes with Black folks, it's very difficult for us to find our root in our history. What are some of the suggestions that we have folks that want to find out about our genealogy?
So for African Americans, there are a couple of things. First and foremost, the number one myth is that we can't find our history because it was lost during slavery. That's not true, because slaves were property. That means documents were attached to them. Unfortunate as it was, it's something we can't imagine, but there are documents related to slavery that exist. That's number one. The second thing is it's very difficult sometimes to get beyond the 1870 brick wall, but you can do that. Key to that is finding the last owner, and not every slave took the last name of their owner, right? So my last name is Berry. My Berry ancestors were not owned by someone with the last name of Berry. So there's two routes. If there is a unique surname or a unique last name, then that might be the last owner. But if it's very common, like Berry Smith, Jackson or Johnson, then it's probably not the case. A couple of things for African Americans to think about when researching your family history is interview your older relatives, get all of the information you can. Some of those family stories are true, even though it's like a telephone game as it goes down in history. But interview older members of your family, write those stories down, do DNA as much as you can, as much as you can afford, and then really understand that our history is not lost. It exists. It's just difficult and challenging to find.
People need assistance, or they want to find out more about you, Ms. Berry. How can they find you?
You can find me at kenyattaberry.com. So that's kenyattaberry.com. And then from there, you can contact me, and I can help folks find their family history, because that's what I do.
And you're available to speak to different groups.
I actually do a lot of speaking specifically to African American genealogical societies. So if anyone's interested in me speaking, I can definitely do that for their society or for any group.
Again, thank you for your time. The Genealogy Roadshow, focusing on Black Miami family history. We are speaking to Kenyatta Berry, and your program will air on PBS this Tuesday again. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thank you for your patience.